Northeast ISD. The members are Ryan Montemayor, Joshua Milford Rosales, Jamal Hawkins, and Nick Kutris. Their faculty sponsor is Greg White. I visited recently with Mr. White as well as Joshua and Nick in our studios, and I asked them when Quidnunc got started and learned a little bit more about one of the pieces you'll hear in a moment on the show, Night in Old San Antone, which was specially commissioned for the quartet.
So it was formed in the winter of 2013, and it was a couple of students came to me to say that they wanted to start a saxophone quartet, and I told them, great, I love saxophone quartet, all I need is two more people. And so they went and they found two of their peers, and then the group started, and then one, my Barry player, graduated, and so we replaced him, and then my soprano and alto player graduated, and so we replaced them. So the group has kind of become everlasting, and I've kind of taken over propriety of the group because we haven't had anybody, like they all haven't graduated together, or we haven't had a group that's been able to stay together for more than a year. So that's kind of allowed me to maintain both the quality and the kind of culture of the group rather than it having to start fresh every year like a lot of places do.
When did each of you start playing your instruments?
I started playing saxophone in fifth grade, but I didn't actually learn in a school that was good at music in any respect until seventh grade.
And I started playing saxophone in sixth grade, but I stuck with alto all the way up until senior year when I switched to Barry.
Why did you switch to Barry?
We needed a Barry player.
And they're both in the same key, too.
Yes.
Yeah, so there you go. At the Sounds Like KPAC event, y'all played two pieces of music. One of them was commissioned for the group. Tell me about that piece.
Night in Old San Antone is the name of that piece. It basically is made to capture the essence of the city of San Antonio, brought to you by the medium of a saxophone quartet. And it's really neat because it's the first time that we've had a piece commissioned for us, and it just means a lot to the city and like being able to play it to symbolize the area that we're from.
Did y'all as a group talk to the composer and say, here's what we want, here's kind of what we're looking for?
I had a lot of impact with the piece. I decided some kind of in a spur of the moment, decided, what if we put a mariachi folk setting for saxophone quartet? We're from San Antonio. You go down to the Riverwalk and you hear mariachis playing. And during fiesta time, there's mariachi music all over the place. And it's something that's important to the fabric of San Antonio. And when we went to Chicago for the Midwest Clinic in 2015, we wanted to bring something from home up there for our performance. So we had this setting of mariachi music set for saxophone, and the composer was a friend of mine. She was my wife's middle school band director, and her husband opened Reagan High School. Her name's Carol Britton Chambers, and she's a big time wind composer in the area, and I asked her to write the piece for us, and she was incredibly excited, and she did a great job, and her and I went back and forth on a lot of different source material and inspirational material, trying to find something that fit the medium we were looking for and would be appropriate for saxophone.
Now let's hear Quidnunc's performance from Sounds Like KPAC. First, it's Night in Old San Antone by Carol Britton Chambers, followed by Alfred Desenclos Quartet for Saxophones.